Good morning, everybody. Welcome to episode 100 of Monday Morning Coffee with Josh. Who would have known over 2 years ago I would have been producing my 100th episode, meaning it's like 8 hours of me talking about just stuff. So that's crazy. You may have noticed I'm in a different location today. Currently, where I used to inhabit is full of boxes right now. So that is not able to occupy that. But we will move on. So for this episode, I wanted to just kind of reflect on all that has been over the years of MMC and the changes that have happened. I'd like to just thank my loyal Brew Crew members who have followed me since day one and who have hopped on periodically throughout the ride. But I wanted to go over some of the big highlights over the years. And I spent the weekend compiling some of my favorite quotes and stories. And some of you guys might not remember, but I started out doing this to rate coffee and talk about fitness or just things that come to my head. And I actually ran out of coffees to really rate. For the most part, easily. I mean, I could have went online and bought some, but I did not. But I gathered some of my favorite reviews over the years. And here are some of them. This is from episode 60. Josh is both pleasantly surprised and awkwardly disappointed, both in his coffee selection and what he allows to be put in his mouth. Episode 44. Josh has found the holy grail of coffee. Well, holy as in holy crap, this coffee tastes like the used jock gym socks of Satan after he did a spin class. Episode 37. Josh is sipping back some love buzz. It has the subtle notes and feel of that sitting back in the seat of an old VW love bus on your way to your sixth Allman Brothers concert. Yeah, it's a coffee that makes you want to slap on your old favorite pair of faded denim jeans and enjoy the good old days of free, easy loving. Episode 36. Josh finds himself sipping something new, something fresh, with the mellow demeanor of an aged chocolate lab with a hint of beauty or a fine whiskey or Jennifer Aniston at age 47. This coffee is refined and sophisticated. And then my last one, episode 37, 34, Josh is all about that Marley coffee, that is. It's the kind of coffee that draws you your gaze with its seductive packaging and then warms your body with an effervescent spirit of youth and modesty. Wow. So I used to spend a lot of time, apparently, writing descriptive, flowerful details on coffee. I no longer do that because I only stick to one coffee only, and that is Starbucks coffee, who rewards me with points, and I can get it through Amazon Subscribe and Save for just a little bit cheaper. Call me a sellout, maybe. Maybe I am. Now, if you stuck with me long enough, you would also known that I used to start all my episodes with stories. And I've taken my two favorite stories over the past. I used to pretend that I was a spelunking or an adventurer finding and searching my way for coffee. My two that I picked were from episode 27 and episode 22. Episode 27. Josh is down in the southwestern part of America, exploring one of the natural wonders of the world, the giant crevasse that we all call the Grand Canyon. Josh is told that within the cave of the canyon, there is a special coffee bean that, when ground and brewed to perfection, makes a mouth-dampening cup of coffee like none other. To get him down into the depths of the canyon, Josh seeks out the help of an ass by the name of Kick-Ass. Kick-Ass is an old son of an ass that knows his way about the canyon like he knows the back of his cloven hoof. On a beautiful autumn day, Josh and Kick-Ass set out on their adventure to the cave where the succulent coffee lies. After hours of travel, our two weary adventurers come to what appears to be an oasis in the midst of the canyon. As they draw closer to spectacle, the two are amazed to find it is not just any oasis, it is an oasis full of coffee, Josh, like the fat kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, sticks his face into the stream of flowing coffee. The joy and happiness that fills Josh was similar to that of a small child, awakening to a room full of presents on Christmas morning. Oh, what detail and picture. And then my top favorite. Josh finds himself north of the border in the Canadian Rockies. After a day of voyaging the cruel, craggy rock peaks, he stumbles across an old inn nestled into the forest called the King's Horse Inn. Josh, longing for a place to rest his weary head, stops in for a rest. While grabbing a drink at the bar, Josh overhears a few locals talking about a wizard bear named Grizzleclaw, who is known for brewing a smooth, dark chocolate brew of coffee. Intrigued by his tale, Josh asks the locals where he can find this mythical brew master. "You can find the bear down by the river in a cave between the hours of dusk and dawn from spring to fall," the locals tell him. Josh sets out to find this Grizzleclaw on a dark, cool autumn night. Finding the cave, Josh accidentally awakens the bear. Grizzleclaw was not too impressed. Josh kindly asks the bear for a sip of his hot brew, but Grizzleclaw was not going to give up his brew so easily. What ensued was the most epic man versus bear battle the world has ever seen. Unfortunately, words could not give this exchange justice, and even trying to would be an insult to the affair that took place that very night. In the end, Josh gained the respect of the wizard bear, and was able to obtain a cup of his brew. What happened next was pure mouth ecstasy. Once a few drops of the coffee touched the tips of Josh's longing tongue, his body felt awakened as if he were Sleeping Beauty, and the elixir of coffee was the sweet, sweet kiss of true love, which has the power to awaken the princess within him. Okay, this is getting too hot. I'm just going to stop right there. So that was just a couple of my stories, and if you can go back and read more if you want. But I also wanted to look at some of the top 10 topics we've talked about over the years. And some of the most popular ones have been talking about action versus talking about stuff. We talk a lot about how it is important to learn, but it's also very important to take action. We've also talked over such topics as overcoming plateaus, so how to overcome sticking areas in your life. Doing something with what you learn has been a popular one, because that's something I struggle with, is always constantly learning, but are you actually doing anything with that knowledge? Hierarchy of fat loss. So in the past, we've talked quite a bit about understanding that there is a lot of ways to lose weight, but some ways are just more efficient than others. Following through. So committing to something and actually doing it. A lot of times we'll use the phrase ready, fire, aim, instead of ready, aim, fire. So preparing, doing, and then kind of figuring it out as you go. Self-talk. So what you're telling yourself, what are the stories you're telling yourself about yourself to breed more positive self-talk. Timing of goals. So not just setting goals, but when you're actually going to do the goal is just as important in a lot of ways. Is it the appropriate time with your work schedule or your life or even mentally? Are you in the right place? One of my most popular talks apparently was talking about Pete's Dragon, my review on that lovely Disney movie. I think it's Disney. It's not that good. The importance of an environment that supports your goal. So whether that's a work environment, home environment, what have you. And then we've talked in the past a little bit about core training and how what that really is and what does it actually mean. So those are our top 10 topics over the last couple of years. So go back and review them if you want. They're all there, just hanging out. And then, so there has been changes over the years. And a couple of them is, I don't really try new coffees anymore. I might bring that back. Well, I don't know. I don't do long story intros anymore. I tried cutting clips in the beginning back in the day, and it's too time consuming. As you can kind of tell, I've kind of streamlined the intros a lot just to be, this is what we're talking about. This is what you should get out of it. So a little bit more serious tone. I didn't necessarily mean that to be that way. It was just more time. But now I do all these Facebook Live. I used to do them actually Sunday afternoon. So it was a lie for a couple of years. It wasn't even Monday morning. But so there's that. Some things I hope to maybe do differently. I can't guarantee these. I mean, I'm definitely going to keep on talking about fitness and things that come into my life. But I also might try to get some more interviews. I don't know how that would go. Talking with somebody else, the dynamic just seems a lot seriouser. But that's something. I'm also in the process of possibly getting a house, and I might be switching gears to doing more something called functionally fit, which is if anybody else is listening, hopefully not, don't steal my idea because it's a good one. It's gold mine. Going over me doing house projects because if I have a house, I'll be doing lots of landscaping and just monotonous tasks. And the goal will be to show what fitness is all about, being able to take care of your house and do just everyday activities fun and easily. So I might switch over to something more like that. Who knows? But thank you all for your support over the last couple of years. Appreciate it. Hope you guys have enjoyed some of the humor, the knowledge, and helping you to grow. And thank you. So I'll see you guys all next week for 101, a new chapter. And have a great week. As always, you can find me at joshwilliamsfitness.com, or you can message me here or reach out to me at any time. If you have any questions, I'm always happy to help. And I'll see you next week. Bye.